This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
For every bear that ever there was.
Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
The day the teddy bears have.
Yes, 13 minutes past 8 here on the Brekkie Bears this morning. Luke the Wonder Cub here with Big Bear Mark. And we're now joined by a very special guest on the phone, Mark.
We are indeed. We haven't talked to this gentleman for about a year and a half, I don't believe it.
It's been that long.
Yep, the last time we talked to Taylor, he was just releasing his second studio album called Burnt Letters. And it's been a bit of a great year for him. Let's have a chat. Hey, Taylor, how you going?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, good. How you been?
Yeah, I've been. I'm good now. I'm with you guys. It's been a while, hasn't it?
It's been a while, mate.
Yeah, I know, but it's good to be back. So, yeah, just thought I'd give you guys some time and thought we'd just have a bit of a chat. So, yeah.
Thanks, mate. Thank you. Now, you've been, amongst other things, you're an ambassador for Carols by Candlelight this year and down at the Sydney Meyer Bowl on Christmas Eve. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, so cool. I mean, I guess I've always kind of been like a child at heart when it comes to Christmas. So I basically get pretty damn excited about it all. So now that I'm an ambassador, I get to kind of go behind the scenes and let everyone know what it's about. So it's going to be a pretty awesome event. Like Delta Goodrum's going to be there. I'm going to be there. I think Anthony Clear's going to be there. There's a bunch of artists there, and it covers a whole bunch of genres. I'm just so excited about it. So, yeah,
that's
going to be good.
Really cool. And, of course, it's supporting Vision Australia as well, which is absolutely fantastic. Yep. And now you've got two nights that you're at. You've got a rehearsal night, which people can come to, and also Christmas Eve as well. So you can get tickets for both nights as well, can't you?
Yeah, that's right. So, so all the rehearsals. So, if you come the night before, you kind of get to see, I guess, the warts and all. You know, like you get to see us really kind of just working out the process of it all. But so tickets on sale at Ticketmaster, and yeah, it's all for such an amazing cause, as you said. You know, it's for people who've kind of suffered, any families who've gone through something where loved ones have been vision impaired, or if they're blind, and I think we're just trying to really weigh on the fact that, you know, it doesn't matter if you've gone through something, you know, something that's tragic, big or small. I think there's always light at the end of the tunnel, and that's what we kind of really are trying to.
Yeah, it's a good message for Christmas, isn't it?
It's going to be a good night.
Yeah. Look, I mean, obviously, you can also go to carols.visionaustralia.org for all information as well. But look, I don't want to also talk about that. I want to talk about, it's been a year and a half since we talked to you last. Your album went amazingly well for you. How's it been? What's the last year and a half been like for you?
Yeah, well, as you said, like, you know, it's been a year since I've released my last album, which was like amazing, and all I did was tour this year and kind of just really create such a fan base for the last album, and I've been just been writing this whole year. I've traveled to America and I went to London, and I think, I don't know, I just kind of kept my cool with not releasing something straight away, because I felt like I just wanted to get it right. And I don't know, I guess I've seen some artists where, you know, sometimes when people haven't released something for a while, they get a little bit nervous and they might push something out into the public. And I think I didn't want to put something out that I wasn't completely comfortable with and know that I'm completely capable of. So I've spent this year writing, and I'm so happy. I'm just so excited. So I've got a new single coming out early next year in January, and the album's coming out just shortly after it. So, yeah, very exciting.
Fantastic. So what's the single going to be called? Can you tell us?
I know, it's the tricky thing. I can't get away yet.
That's so, all right, mate.
Yeah, I know. I probably should have thought that through before I said something.
No. Well, I was going to ask you about, because I knew you were writing your third, now it's your third studio album you're going to be writing. You've written it. And so have you recorded it yet? Is it in the, have you gone to the studio yet?
Yeah, so we're basically spent the whole year doing that, and it's been back and forth between touring and writing. So it's almost finished, and it's just we're getting ready to give it a big launch in the new year. So, yeah, it's going to be exciting.
Fantastic. Now, one thing I did want to talk to you about just quickly is that you made me the best uncle ever. Because after we talked last year, you went up to Terrigal on the Central Coast and you met my niece, and she was absolutely beside herself and she cried, and she said to you, oh, you met my uncle last week, and you got her around and you gave her a big hug. So thank you very much. So
you're welcome.
You made me very popular in my family for a couple of months, I tell you. But
Awesome, now look,
talking about fans, you're a bit of a fan of someone, and I believe you did a bit of fanboying at the Arias a couple of weeks ago.
I was like a fangirl. It was ridiculous. I bumped into Ed Sheeran in an elevator.
In an elevator, of all places.
Well, this is, like, we're all at the Arias, so we're all staying at the same hotel, and, you know, I figured I'd get to meet him at some point. But it kind of sprung on me a little bit too soon, because I was in an elevator, and I'm with my Sony team and my security, and then all of a sudden Ed Sheeran walks in with all his security, and we're just, the elevator's closed and I'm alone with Ed Sheeran, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, this is my favorite singer in the whole world. I have to say something.
So what did you say? What did you ask him?
Well, I didn't know really what to say to him, but I just asked him I just said, hello, Ed. I said, hey, Ed, how you doing? And he kind of, as soon as he mentioned me, he goes, oh, hey, Taylor. I was like, oh.
He knew who you were.
He knows who I am.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he had a rundown of who was going to be there. So, he was so nice. We had a bit of a chat. We talked about, he did a new song on Justin Bieber's album called Love Yourself.
Yeah.
So we're talking about that, and he's just such a nice dude, and he asked me how long I've been playing, and he just a real genuine fella, so I really look up to him, man.
It's really great when you meet one of your heroes, and they're just down to earth, and they're really nice, isn't it?
He couldn't have been more on my page, you know. He definitely didn't take it for granted, and he just gave me the time of day, so... You know, it really does show that if you just stick to your roots and keep as humble as you were in the beginning, you know, anything's possible. So
yeah.
He was great, man. He was really good.
Did he really smell like lemons? I saw you posted on your Facebook.
I was actually going to tell you that, but then I wasn't sure if I should actually say it or not.
No, go on. He smelled like lemons.
He really did. He smelled like lemons.
That's bizarre. Totally bizarre.
It is weird. It is weird. I think your mind scatters in a moment like that, so you don't really know what to say, and I think that's the first thing that came to my head. So, yeah, it was a little bit weird, but that's okay.
It
was funny.
Not a problem. Look, something else you've been up to recently. I might have seen a little picture of you in the Clio Bachelor of the Year. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It's a little interesting, that one as well.
Why? Tell us the story.
So during the year, there's Clio Bachelor, which is like a massive competition that's run through a magazine, and I don't know how I got picked. Like, if you've seen my head, it's not very pretty.
Oh, come on, no.
I'm serious. Like, there's some of the dudes in there, like, They're models, man. Like, they do this for a living, whereas I just write music. So it was pretty interesting, though. So I got to, you know, go to this photo shoot, and we kind of just went for it. And anyway, the public votes for a winner, but unfortunately, I didn't make the cut, so I didn't. Oh. But that's okay. That's all right.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm just going to say, yeah, you've got talent, you've got looks, come on, and, you know, there are hundreds of thousands of ladies out there would love to go out with you, I'm sure. So I'm surprised you didn't do better.
That's all right. Well, I gave it a crack, you know. I gave it a good shot.
Look, just before you came on, we actually had Louise Adams on, who was runner-up this year in X Factor. But I believe you were a bit of a Cyrus fan, though.
Oh, I honestly, I love them all. I was pushing for Cyrus because I don't know, just his style is quite. You know, I'm a singer-songwriter and I'm an acoustic guitarist, and he, you know, he plays that, and I it's something that I kind of resonate towards. So, but now he's signed to my management, and he's under. So we're going to get along pretty well now. So I'm going to see him around the office a bit more. So.
That's pretty cool. Now I do hear with reality shows like X Factor and stuff like that, there is kind of this ongoing sort of kinship between probably yourself and all the sort of past and present contestants. Is that true with X Factor as well, where you kind of have this bond with them because you just totally understand what they're going through and what they've been through?
It's probably like a good way to say it, because when you come off the show, I mean, you're in a bubble really the whole time. And when you come out and you don't realize how many people have been watching the show, it really does hit you. And the only people that kind of understand what you're going through are the people that are inside that house. So every time the season finishes, we have a good chat with them all, and we ask how it's going, and, you know, just little things that we kind of understand about living in the house, and I guess, you know, just to all the interviews you have and all the rehearsals and all the, like, and just how the cameras are, they're just everywhere, you know, things that only you kind of really experience in the house. So
when you
it's good fun.
When you're watching the show, do you relive what you went through as
flashbacks?
Well?
Flashbacks.
Yeah. Do you have I remember that. Oh
man, like, I'm watching, like, as I'm watching Cyrus and Louise up on the stage, I'm thinking, was I actually there? Like, I was actually in that exact same position. So, you know, it's one of those things you just, you're watching it back and you go, it just, after everything I've been through and after, I guess, all the music that I've made and the albums I've released, you just think, man, this is just the start for these guys. So I know exactly what it feels like to be in that position, but it's what you do afterwards that counts. And that's why I think it's kind of nice how we all do keep in touch and give each other the tips and the hints, and we kind of help each other along the way because we're trying to figure it out for ourselves as well. So, you know, it's been a lot of fun, and I'm excited for what these guys have to offer. So, yeah.
Excellent. Look, thank you very much for your time today, Taylor. Remember, Carols by Candlelight, so that's the 23rd and 24th of December. You can get your tickets at ticketmaster.com.au. Look out for Taylor's brand new video and single in January. Now, Taylor, you're going to have to come into studio when you're launching next album, of course. Come and visit us again.
Oh, man, I'm coming straight in. You got no worries.
Yeah, you're not that far away. You're only in Geelong, so come on up. Do you still live in Geelong, by the way?
I'm a local. I'm looking at I've made a couple investments. So
good.
A couple in my hometown, up in Melbourne. So
good.
I still live in my roots and still live right here in Geelong. So,
excellent. Yeah. Well, come and visit us next time, mate. And look, thank you very much for taking your time out this morning to have a chat with us.
You're welcome, guys. Merry Christmas, okay?
Merry Christmas to you too, Taylor. Mate.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof grr.
Woof grr.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.